All right, folks, it is Tuesday, and on Tuesdays, you know what that means at 8:10. It's time for Crime Stoppers. So, guys, we brought in some Huntington police detectives. What happened over the weekend that we should know about to help you out, John?
Over the past couple of weeks, there's been some individuals going around posing as construction workers. It's in the tri-state area. They'll lure somebody to the backyard. The guy's getting on a two-way radio saying, I'm out back with her. Go ahead with the job, the other job. And with the premises of keeping the lady outside, letting the other guy know she's outside, it's clear to go in. They're going in, pilfering through the house, and taking whatever they can out.
Oh. Man, that is just, that's kind of, that's clever.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
But it's a terrible thing. And this is happening in Huntington?
You said the tri-state? Yeah, there's been a few around in Huntington. I know of one in Lawrence County. Like I said, they're coming in. It's the one guy that's luring the lady out back is a white male. The other one, we don't know. Possibly a vehicle that is involved is a like a blue minivan, but we're not sure on that either.
Does it have a name on the van? You know, like a construction company?
As far as we know, there's no identifying marks on that van.
How would somebody protect themselves from something like this? Would you ask them questions, maybe see some identification?
Most of the times in Huntington, I know you have to have a work permit. If somebody comes there, ask them, say, do you have a contractor's license, work permit? And if they just come there out of a random to work on your house, that's a clue right there. Anybody's coming there on the premises saying, hey, I'm here to take a look at your roof, and you didn't request that, give us a call.
Yeah, here is the number to call if you've had anything happen like that to you. 696-4499, 696-4499. If you see something going on in the neighborhood, just want to report it, that is the number to call. Of course, your information could lead to an arrest, and if it does, you could get up to a $500 reward. Once again, that is 696-4499. Don't let anybody work on your house if, you didn't request it.
They're not reputable.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, I can totally see that because I've had, and it made me think a few years ago, I had somebody, actually last year, stop by, and he and his son were just handing out flyers about mowing lawns and things like that, and I had showed him, the backyard and things like that. I mean, he ended up being on the up and up, but yeah, I can totally see that happening.
Right. What else have we got?
Well, last week we had a couple of cases of identity theft, and I don't think that's a whole lot that the callers can help us out with, but we just want you to be aware. And while we're at it, John was talking about scammers. We'll throw that in the mix also because it's the time of the year when your charitable organizations are looking for donations. And by all means, please donate, but make sure it's to reputable organizations. The identity theft, what happens on that is by the time you know about it, it's too late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You start getting bills in the mail for credit cards that you didn't sign up for. So we want you to protect yourself from that. Best way to do that is any documents that you don't want, go invest in a shredder, shred that stuff, any unsolicited American Express or whatever kind of cards, just shred those things and get rid of them.
Now, identity theft, speaking of that, like if you went to a restaurant and you were using a credit card, if somebody could lift it there, right? So how could you protect yourself from that?
Yeah, that's happened a few times here in town, quite a few times as a matter of fact. The best thing to do on that is to watch the person as they take your card away and bring it back. Make sure that they don't copy the number down, things like this. At all times, you want to protect your birthday and your Social Security number. Check your credit report. Some of those are even free. I would recommend doing that monthly, every couple of months. Check that to make sure there's no open accounts. If you're solicited by phone, don't give out your checking account number or credit card number or anything like that over the phone. Mm-hmm. If the bank's got a problem with your account, they're going to call you and say, hey, come on down to the bank,
right?
Bring your ID, let's get this worked out. And another thing is these MySpace and Facebook accounts, don't put your personal information on there. You've already got your picture on there, and let's say you've got 213 friends on your Facebook. Don't put your birthday on there. If they're truly your friend, they're going to know it's your birthday,
yeah, they
and they're
know.
Going to send you the card, right?
They already know it's your birthday.
And if you want people to know how old you are, just say, I'm 29 or I'm 42 or something like that, and just let it go.
Right. Okay. Good information there. Good advice.
Yeah,
right.
I just want to say I had my identity stolen twice, and after the second time, I got a $12 paper shredder. It literally cost $12.
That's what I'm talking about.
And it does
right
the
there.
Job, perfect job.
Yeah. Yep, that's what you need right there. You can get them anywhere.
All right, once again, if you've got any information that can help these guys out, here's the number, 696-4499. Thank you guys for coming by this morning. Anything else before
we... Yeah, last week, after we went off the air, we got a bunch of calls. Crime Stoppers is working. We got a bunch of information. The 696-4499, call it.
Where we put on the burglaries up around Marshall, our detectives are working on a couple of the leads that came in off that. Hadn't led to anything yet, but they have stopped.
Yeah, that's important.
That is awesome. That is awesome. All right.
We went from about 20 to zero.
So awesome.
That's what we want.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you so much. And I'm glad it's working. Once again, that number, write it down, 696-4499. If you have any information, that's all they want. They don't necessarily need your name, just the information, 696-4499. Thank you guys for coming out.
Okay.
Thank you.
All
right.
Crime Stoppers, we do it every Tuesday morning at 8:10.